Michael Levito is with Environment America, a Washington, D.C.-based group collecting petitions that will be sent to the White House. Uranium mining has been happening for decades outside northern Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. But even though President Obama enacted a temporary ban, Levito is concerned mining could expand. He fears the Colorado River at the bottom of the canyon could be contaminated with radioactive runoff.
There is no actual mining within the canyon because that is protected as a national park. However, the area outside the canyon, the closest I believe is about 6 miles outside of the south rim, there are uranium mines there. And some of them have been closed for a while, but recently the price of uranium has gone up. So there are mines that are reopening, and it's Environment America goal to make sure that no new mines are able to be established and that this area around the Grand Canyon may be protected as the Grand Canyon National Heritage Monument.
Now, really the issue is that President Obama a few years ago declared parts of the Grand Canyon that are not protected as a national park as currently a temporary ban on new uranium mining there. And so what is your group doing to ensure that the new mines don't open in the future?
Yeah, so President Obama signed a 20-year moratorium on uranium mining outside the Grand Canyon in 2012. And so our goal is to have President Obama make the area around the Grand Canyon a national monument. He has that power under the Antiquities Act. And it would be called the Grand Canyon National Heritage Monument. And once that area is protected as a national monument, no new uranium mines will be able to be established. And what we've been doing in Reno so far is we have been doing some street petitioning, approaching people and asking them to sign our petition in person. We have photo petitions as well with the sign. We're asking people to write down why they love the Grand Canyon.
So why is it crucial if the ban that he imposed, President Obama, for 20 years, why is it important to take care of this during his administration?
Well, the moratorium can be lifted by a president who comes in after him. So, you know, whether it's Clinton or Trump, they could hypothetically eliminate the moratorium. Now, there's very little precedent, if there is any at all, of a president eliminating a national monument. So essentially, if Obama does create the Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument, there'll be very little any president will be able to do to, you know, introduce new uranium mining in the area.
So this is a little complicated, but the way I understand it is the area is not protected as a national park. A lot of that's tribal land. And so isn't it really up to the tribes to say what they do with their property?
On some level, yes. And in fact, they have been very vocal on the issue. Actually, in 2005, the Navajo Nation banned uranium mining on their lands. And there's actually a bill currently that was introduced into Congress, which would essentially have the same effect as Obama creating this national monument. It would create the national monument, in fact. It was introduced by a congressman from Arizona, and it was collaborated on with members, leaders actually, of the Hopi tribe, of the Havasupai, and about three other Native American tribes.
Now, there are going to be people listening to our conversation today, and they're going to say, okay, I can understand your concerns about contaminating a major water supply for places like Phoenix and agriculture in Mexico, but also, uranium mining creates jobs and it provides economic growth. And this also could be thought of this way, that if the uranium is used for nuclear power, that's an alternative to coal-fired power plants, which are creating particulate matter, smog, I guess you could say, and air quality issues at the Grand Canyon. So there could be a trade-off here in some people's minds.
The truth about nuclear power is that it's very expensive. And the investment that goes into nuclear power takes away from investments into actual clean renewables like wind power and like air power. It's not a good enough of a reason to start mining near the Grand Canyon of all places. The Grand Canyon, a symbol of American might, of American beauty, will essentially be commodified and will, you know, be mined this way. Like, it's a little troubling to think about, honestly.
That was Michael Levito with Environment America, a group opposed to uranium mining near Grand Canyon National Park. Steve Shadley, Reno Public Radio News.